So what's it really mean to love our wives? Let's look at it on this episode of the 1 Million Husbands podcast. Welcome back to the 1 Million Husbands podcast. I'm Bob Dyer, founder of 1 Million Husbands. You know, I don't know where you are and what time it is, where you are. You may be listening in the morning on the road to work, maybe on your lunch break, or maybe the game or sports center's over. Everyone's gone to bed, and maybe you're thinking about tomorrow and all the things you've got to get done. Maybe it's just that time where you're getting ready to spend some time, some quiet time with God. No matter when or where, I'm glad you're here with us. You know, the foundational verse of 1 Million Husbands is pretty familiar to a lot of us, but there may be some guys new to the faith or that just need a refresher. But what does it really mean? What does Ephesians 5:25 mean when it says, "Husbands, love your wives as Christ loved the church"? Well, let me just break it down into three easy parts for us. The first thing, when it says, "Husbands, love your wives," we have to know that this is a command. It's not a request. It's not a suggestion. It's not whether you feel like it at a given time. It's not just when everything's going well, when your wife is treating you or loving you the way you expect, hopefully not demand, but this is a command from God. The second thing is that this is no ordinary love. It says, as Christ loved the church. The word love there is the word we use, that we get from unconditional, sacrificial love. It's the word you may have heard in the Greek, agape love, unconditional, sacrificial. And you know, a lot of times when I'm doing workshops and conferences, we talk a lot about submission, or at least that tends to come up a lot. And I know a lot of people, a lot of women in particular, have a hard time with that idea, that word, more importantly. But what I like to do is bring it to a biblical perspective. Because here's what we're talking about. When we're talking about unconditional love, and it says that we are to love our wives as Christ loved the church, we know that Christ gave himself up sacrificially for the church. And so I ask ladies, not the men, but I ask the ladies in the audience, if they have a hard time with the word submission, then I ask them this. If your husband was loving you sacrificially, unconditionally, then would you have a hard time submitting to him? I've never had a woman, never had a lady raise her hand and say they wouldn't. You know, the Bible, when it talks about submission in marriage, it really is about mutual submission. We are submitting to each other. But yes, the man, the husband, has the role of head of the lady, head of his wife. But as far as submission, we are here to take a point of unconditional sacrificial love. So the first two things that we get from this are that it's not a command, and that this is no ordinary love. And the third thing that we learned is that Paul directs us to our example, Christ. You know, John Calvin, who when he was commenting on this verse said, speaking of husbands, he says, if they are honored to bear his image and to be, in some measure, his representatives, they ought to resemble him and also in the discharge of duty. I hope that it is our intent in our hearts and our desires as husbands to model Christ, to represent Christ, to bear his image in loving sacrificially our wives. So when it says, "Husbands, love your wives as Christ loved the church," it's not a command. It's not ordinary love. Sometimes it's hard for us to grasp humanly what this is all about. But our example is Christ, and we know what he has done for each of us. But what gets in the way? You know, I understand that life has its ups and its downs, its dips, and I'm not talking about us, but its dips and its difficulties. But we really have no excuse but to love our wives. That's what we're called to do. And what I hope we do is we recognize early, for you young guys, we recognize early the calling and responsibility of being a husband. Well, let's pause for a second and come back to consider where we go from here. Well, now we've got some work to do. We've talked about Ephesians 5:25, our primary verse for 1 million husbands. What does that mean and what are we to do with it? Well, we've got work to do as a result of today's discussion, and here it is. Here's what I want you to do. Let's evaluate how we're doing to the best of our ability as imperfect men in resembling Christ in loving our wives. The question I'd ask you is, can you identify things that are getting in the way of that, of your wife knowing and feeling that you love her completely, unconditionally, sacrificially? You know, I found of great value is getting together with some guys that you trust, some guys in the faith, hopefully one that is more mature, but guys you trust, and consider this question with them. How are they doing? How can we do better? And are there things that you can do, steps you can take to make sure you're loving your wife as Christ loves the church, as He loves her? So that's the work we need to do this week. So when we come back, we're going to talk about some heavy lifting. You know, as we continue to grow and pursue Christ and desire to be more like Him, especially as husbands loving our wives, one of the greatest things we can do, the greatest tools we have, is prayer. And it's what I call heavy lifting, because this is where we take things off of our chest, off of our shoulders, and we hand it to God. Because what is heavy for us, what is difficult for us, is not to Him. And He desires that from us. He desires that from His children. And that's who we are, and that's what we are. So we have that available to us. So right now, not only should we be praying for our wives, and we should, and I hope you do tonight. I hope that you're praying with your wives. But right now, let me pray for all of us as we begin this journey together. Our Father, thanks for the opportunity to grow with these men. And I pray that we all acknowledge Your holiness and our need of You. And as a result, be the husbands our wives deserve and that we are called to be. In the sovereign name of Jesus, amen. Well, thanks. Let me just wrap up with a couple things. I'd ask that you share this with your friends. And also, if you have any questions or thoughts or suggestions, feel free to message me through Facebook or Instagram at 1 Million Husbands or via email at 1millionhusbands@gmail.com. So until next time, I'm Bob Dyer, and this has been the 1 Million Husbands Podcast.